You are listening to Live to Sustain. This week, Laura and I are going to discuss exactly what sustainability is. We're going to give it some definitions and just help you guys understand more where we're coming from. We'll explain what Live to Sustain is and what we're all about. And then we'll give you guys a handful of tips on how to be sustainable every day. Stick around. To start out, Laura and I are going to do some basic defining of what is sustainability to kind of help wrap everybody's head around the subject. And that's the reason why we're bringing it up, is that I feel like it's a bit of a murky subject and people define it in a lot of different ways and it needs a little clarification. And that's not to say that our definition is the absolute, but it definitely should help everybody understand what is sustainability. So to start out, some very basic definitions that we got from Google, and these were off the top of the search, dictionary.com. Definition number one of sustainability is the ability to be maintained at a certain rate or level. All right. And definition number two of sustainability is avoidance of the depletion of natural resources in order to maintain an ecological balance. Okay. And then lastly, just to help our definition a little bit and help our discussion out, we found what are called the three pillars of sustainability. These pillars are environment, economic, and social. I found this on a website called thwink.org. I had never heard of it, but actually they had a lot of great information. Okay, so Laura, let's talk about sustainability, and now that we have those definitions, let's have a little bit of a conversation. Maybe you can help paint some pictures and give us an example of sustainability that is in the environment.
So some examples of environmental sustainability would relate to keeping our oceans clean, free from plastic and micro debris, not depleting natural resources like oil and certain metals, precious metals. We have limited supply of certain things and we can't just deplete them, because what are we going to do after that? That's not a sustainable industry. Yeah.
Or water might be another example, right? Maybe an easier one to think about. Sometimes we get into droughts, and that's kind of an environmental sustainability thing. You know, our potential overuse of water.
And clean water, that's the important thing. It needs to be clean and free from pollutants and toxic chemicals and debris that industries are pouring into our waterways. That's not sustainable industry. And right now there's no accounting for that side of things when we do business.
So what about an example of economic sustainability?
Well, there you go. So say we have a company that is making some product, they're making a nice profit off of that, but at the same time, they're polluting the river with byproducts of their manufacturing process. They're not paying any tax, or they're not paying for the cost of cleaning and sanitizing that water. So that needs to be accounted for. So economically, they might be doing well, but that is a false situation. And we talked about the Social Progress Index in our last podcast, but that would be a way of measuring companies and countries, not just in terms of financially, how much money are they making, but also, are they depleting natural resources? How are they treating their employees and stuff like that?
Yeah. So I think you're kind of, everything is crossing over there, and which is good, you know, because that's kind of how sustainability is, right? We put these fences around it, which were economic, environmental, and social, but really sustainability is always crossing lines. So as example, you mentioned if, you know, a company is polluting a water system, well, even if they are paying for that infraction and they consider now to be sort of sustainable in that sense, they're actually not really in terms of environmental and social, because probably they're still polluting the waterway, right? Even though they're paying for the infraction, the water's still getting polluted,
yeah, so,
and the people who are downstream are potentially still being polluted. So, you know, if not all of the areas of sustainability are being upheld, then you have a sustainability imbalance, right?
It's a complex issue, and there are a lot of facets to sustainability, and that's why we want to talk about it, because there's a lot of nuance to figure out.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that leads well into what we're going to talk about next, which is Live to Sustain and who we are and what we do. And how we started, and it was because of this complex issue, and we wanted to learn and teach it to others. Let's now move to explaining why Live to Sustain started and what our intentions are. We've talked a lot about what sustainability is. We have explained sustainability or put it into these sort of three categories: environment, economic, and social. And so let's just explain sustainability from our perspective, Live to Sustain.
Okay.
How would you start?
Well, for me personally, I think that I'm really motivated by finding a sustainable career, because I worked in the interior design industry in New York City for 13 years, and for a long time, interior design was my passion. I still love interior design. I love, you know, picking furniture and paint colors and all of that stuff. I still love that aspect of design. But as a career, I ran into some things that were really frustrating. And one of the big things was the fact that it's not really sustainable. Or there's a lot of ways that the interior design industry promotes the opposite of sustainability, meaning that, you know, it's promoting more reconstruction and perfectionism, and you need this and this and this. And a lot of interior designers are actually making a lot of money by selling furniture. They have their own furniture lines, and then, you know, all of this stuff is made, a lot of it's made in China, overseas, and, you know, it's not necessarily sustainable. We don't know the conditions that it's made in, but they churn it out, and you can make a lot of money doing that. But I just felt like I don't want to make a lot of money by selling a lot of stuff that people don't need. And I think there's a big part of that. And then also just becoming more aware of how the economy is working and the inequality. It just felt like I wanted to do something that was more sustainable than what I was doing in interior design.
Interesting. So that for you, was that your first, I don't know, push into sustainability or just that lifestyle? I mean, again, it's whenever I say sustainability, it's such a broad thing. It's like I'm trying to remember what, you know, was I originally, when I was thinking about things like the environment or just well-being of others, I don't know that I would have called it sustainability.
Yeah, honestly, for me, that was the first time I really started thinking about sustainability, because when I wanted to become an interior designer, I just thought about all of the pretty homes and restaurants and places that I would create, and I didn't think about the waste that was generated until I actually started doing it and seeing it firsthand. Like, you know, in a reconstruction project, you're literally ripping up a place, filling dumpsters up with debris, and then that just gets shipped off to landfill. And to see it in person and to know that you're the person, you know, making those decisions, it's like, oh, wow, I'm responsible for creating a lot of waste, and I don't want to be responsible for that.
Okay. And so for me, sustainability, you know, I've always wanted to do something, or, you know, take action, I don't know, make a difference. But it's, when you think about it, it's overwhelming. And when you even start to take small steps, it sometimes can feel overwhelming, especially as an individual. So I certainly will say that being with you has helped inspire and encourage and help keep me motivated. You know, we bounce ideas off each other. And so that has helped Live to Sustain grow. So for me, that's where that originated. But my interest in sustainability has been around for a long time, since I was young enough to realize that, you know, we were trashing our planet, and, you know, and beyond, you know, the environmental aspect, you know, having worked in corporations and worked in corporate life and felt the drain of the day-to-day of going to work and realizing that, you know, change needed to be made at the workplace as well. And that's pushed me to work independently for a lot of years. And, you know, I still work in corporate from time to time. But just that sense of people needing a better life, you know, has helped motivate sustainability.
And you grew up in Southern California, so you were doing a lot of camping and backpacking. And so I feel like you were really out there in nature in a lot of ways. And I, you know, grew up in Minnesota in the suburbs, and then I was in New York City for a long time. So I honestly wasn't really out there in nature so much until I came out here and met you.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I have gone to a lot of beautiful places that walking along the trail, you know, you see debris and trash that people leave behind, and it's frustrating. And you want to do something about it. You know, you can't go around and pick up all the trash, and you also can't go around getting pissed off at people who aren't picking up
the trash. And I think that's a huge part of sustainability, is that if people don't have that experience of going out into nature and seeing how amazing and awe-inspiring it can be, they may not have the same respect for it. And so I think it's, you know, giving people the opportunity to travel and encouraging people to explore and making it fun and interesting and exciting and appealing to people.
Sure. I mean, I've said before that I feel a lot of people want to make a difference and they want to be friendly to their environments. They just don't always know how to. And, you know, somebody who's not familiar with the parks and who's out hiking and has their garbage and they don't see a trash can, you know, I'm not sure they always put together the idea that they're out on a trail that's away from people and there's not going to be a trash can provided for you, you know. You, in order to fully appreciate these areas, you know, you have to take your stuff in and take your stuff out, you know, leave no trace. So a little bit of education, I suppose. Okay, so I think we've explained pretty well our motivations. I think people understand us a little bit better. You know,
well, what is our mission?
True. Let's talk about the mission. So we, yeah, we explained ourselves, but maybe not Live to Sustain so well. Our mission is what?
Learning and teaching sustainability.
Right. And for, I believe that came out of this desire that both of Laura and I are talking about to make a difference, but not necessarily knowing how. When we started looking into sustainability and really trying to find a way that we could have an impact, we again felt overwhelmed and we realized, well, there's just a lot we don't know. And how can we help others with sustainability if we're learning ourselves? And to be quite frank, we also realized that it helps others learn when they feel like they're learning side by side with somebody else. And so, to be candid, you guys are learning side by side with us, but we're showing you the journey and we want to help encourage and show you that it is possible. So, you know, again, back to Live to Sustain, the mission was, well, let's learn and teach sustainability. Let's learn it so that we can be great at it. We can be experts at it and speak from expert, you know, expert knowledge. And let's teach others because that's important, because it's not just you and I who are going to be the ones to make a difference.
Yeah. And I think that honestly, the mission is broad in a lot of ways. It encompasses a lot of topics because sustainability does encompass a lot of aspects of life. And that's okay. That's what makes it interesting, is because there's so much to talk about. There's so many ideas we can share, and, you know, we can highlight problems and talk about ways to fix them. And I think that we're not framing ourselves as the experts. We aren't, you know, we don't have all the solutions, but we're discovering them one by one and sharing them. And I think that it's exciting for us to be all on this journey together, and we need to be open with our communication, share ideas, and figure out ways that we can really pool our resources to make real impact.
Yeah, that's important. You know, we in small steps are making a difference. When you think about what you're doing, times 8 billion, I've been hearing that a lot lately, it can have an impact. You know, this one thing that I love talking about is going paper towel free. It's so easy and it makes so much sense. I mean, we've done it for the last year and a half without issue, right?
Yeah, I don't miss paper towels one bit.
Yeah, and I feel much better about that. It's something small, but that we're doing consistently, and I think if other people did the same, it'd be an example of something where we can, as a group, pull together and make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a statistic we could easily Google that later. How many paper towels are sold, you know, in billions of dollars? How many packages is that? Right. And then we can say, if everyone went paper towel free, you know, even if 75% of people went paper towel free, that's a lot of paper towels. How many trees is that?
Yeah.
A lot of trees.
And beyond that, you know, being able to show those numbers and show that people pooled together makes a difference, you know, we can apply that to other things that might have a more significant impact. Awesome. We have been at this for the last year pretty solid, learning sustainability and learning, you know, what are the things that make a difference. And so we, you know, in the fashion of teaching, we have some pointers on how you can be sustainable every day. Number one would be meditation. I think this is hugely important. I think your own personal sustainability is very important to an overall sustainable life, sustainable family, sustainable community, and, you know, sustainable world. Meditate at least a few minutes a day. Calm your breathing, you know, calm your heart, calm your stresses. I think anybody who commits to this regularly will see the difference, and it's hard to put into words, but I highly encourage.
Yeah, and I would say that a lot of people might associate meditation as this ancient practice, something that monks did in ancient times, but I would say that it's really important now more than ever because of the world that we live in, where we are constantly bombarded with information and noise, and it's very overwhelming, and we now need that space. It's definitely not an outdated practice. I'd say it's something that we need more than ever, is to take time every day to clear our minds and to just listen and be.
Yeah. And secondly, a second pointer for everyday sustainability is moderation. Do things in moderation. Everything in moderation. We've heard that before, and we know what that means. Try it, be mindful of it, and work a little bit harder at it. You know, I think a part of that also is our purchasing habits. You know, buy in moderation. We don't always need to buy that bottle of water. You know, maybe you can wait a few extra minutes till you get home. If you need to buy, what should you do, Laura?
You should look for products that are sustainably sourced, meaning where do the ingredients come from? Are they local ingredients? You know, think about carbon footprint, because locally sourced means that there's less of a carbon footprint. It's a complicated process, but you want to do some research and ask questions and find out where do the ingredients, where are they supplied from? How are the workers treated? That's really important in terms of social sustainability. You know, a lot of businesses, to be honest, are run on underpaid and exploited labor, and that's not okay. So ask questions about who makes the products and how are they compensated.
Yeah, and the point of that is to, you know, we need to create an environment where companies are competing based on their social progress, I would say, you know, as opposed to profits. Like, take care of people. You know, we as buyers need to be buying from people who take care of people. Those are potentially your friends working at these companies, you know, and you're continuing to buy from them as they pay their employees nothing. You know, you're contributing. And look, we're not standing from a podium here saying that we're perfect at this either. We're absolutely learning how to do this, but be mindful of it. And, you know, just a few steps at a time makes a big difference. And so last pointer, this is number four. Laura, I want Laura to speak about this because she always reminds me of how important it is to spread the word.
Yeah, so step number four is spreading the word. It's one thing to strive to be sustainable in your own life. That is very important, and that is one of the best ways to choose sustainability, to lead by example. But beyond that, we need a group effort. It's going to take more than one individual living a zero-waste lifestyle to make a real impact in the world. So you need to spread the message, and there's all kinds of ways that you can spread the message. That's what Live to Sustain is about, is just us spreading the message every day in every way that we can about the fact that the way things aren't working and we need to reconsider them. And that's exciting, because now we have the tools and the communication systems to have conversations about these things in a way that was never possible before. So I'm excited, because we're going to come up with some really awesome solutions and we're going to change the world.
I love it. All right, guys, that is going to do it for us. I think that was a hugely informative episode. We talked about a lot. You're going to find that in a lot of our episodes. There's just going to be a ton of information, but, you know, give us a chance. Listen to these episodes. Listen to them all the way through, beginning to end. And I think you'll find after a few episodes, you'll start to get the gist. You'll start to maybe understand better what sustainability is. You'll start to understand, you know, where we're coming from. And I guarantee there'll be at least a handful of takeaways every time. Some important sustainability facts that you didn't know. Guaranteed.
And I think important to mention is that this is a conversation. This isn't just us talking. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. We would love to have you on the podcast. You know, send us an email if you have some insight on sustainability. We would love to hear from you. Or even if you don't, we would just love to talk to you about ways that we can promote sustainability together.
All right. Thanks. That will do it for us.
Be sure to check out our website, livetosustain.com, and follow us on Instagram. @LiveToSustain.